things along the edge to carry the water off.
Well, they just pour it out on the ground and run around the house. The center of the house is higher than that is the ground. It's higher than the edge, and they just pour it out there on the ground and run it off on each side of the house.
Did you ever see things fastened onto the roof to carry the water off?
Oh, yeah. Upside, we used to have them.
What did you call those?
That was up down. Well, born and now we had what we call wooden gutters that went around the house, and they all entered into our system on the back. Well, that's where we got our drinking water from. And whenever it get dry time and our drinking water get low, well, then we'd haul it every Saturday morning, 8 and 10 miles from a spring up here. That was our drinking water.
How would the gutters be made onto
it? Just two boards nailed together that way.
And then you just hang it from the...
From the eave of the house, I think. Hang it from the eave of the house.
What about when you have a house and an L? You know, that low place where they come together?
Well, I've had a lot of experience with them. I don't want them.
What do you call that? That low place?
That's a valley.
Why don't you want?
Well, it's a hard matter to keep from leaking. That's the main trouble. I've done more repair on such things as that than anything else. I get this. You smoke?
No.
You just carry one log for a match log for me, you see.
Yeah, I just carry matches. You know, tell me about the porches. Do you remember names for different kinds of porches or old-fashioned names?
Well, that there is an 8-foot porch there. 8 foot from the door here out to the edge. And I don't know where there used to be a house that had a 4-foot porch all the way around. Well, you couldn't hardly, you couldn't pass anybody on that porch if you had anything carried in.
Do you ever hear porches called galleries or porticos or piazzas?
Piazzas.
Uh-huh.
That's what the old name was.
What was a piazza like? Just any
just
kind
like
of,
that?
Just any porch was a piazza.
Yeah.
What about if you had a 2-story house and you had a porch off from the second story?
Oh, yeah. You have a porch up there, too.
Uh-huh. Would a porch up there have a special name? Or?
No, just a porch.
You know, I guess you have this on your house. There's a space up between the ceiling and the roof where you can get up there, you know. You call that the...
That's the attic.
And how did y'all used to heat your houses?
Wood. Old fireplace and wood. I got two of them in here now.
You have 2 fireplaces?
Yeah, but I don't use either one of them. I use kerosene now for heat.
You know, on the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through.
Smoke won't bother if it's built right.
Huh?
Smoke won't bother in the house if it's built right.
How do you build it right, so?
Well, it just takes experience. Build one. I never built one. I got the fireplace in this room here and then one in the living room or dining room back then. They done part out. Drink it all fell out between the two. So I just quit using it and got my 2 kerosene heaters and I do my heating with.
In the fireplace, the brick or things that the smoke, that carry the smoke up.
The smokestack.
Is that what you call it on the fireplace?
A chimney. Either one you want to call it.
This is all the same thing, huh?
Yeah.
You know, there's a part that comes out on the floor, sort of. It's made of brick or rock or something.
Uh-huh.
So where the sparks won't fly out and, you know, get burn the rug or anything. You know what I mean? That it's
uh-huh.
a sort of a brick area that comes out.
Oh, what we call a hearth.
Uh-huh.
It stands up maybe that far from the fire.
Uh-huh. A couple of feet
yeah.
out. What about the things that you set the wood on in the fireplace?
Huh?
The things that you set the wood on. If you're going to
be... And the fire dog, which is the one you were calling.
Uh-huh. You heard him call both there?
Yeah.
You were... And the thing up above that you set a clock or something on.
A mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for that?
No. Just a mantelpiece.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use for starting?
Well, if I had, I'd use what they call fat lighter.
Uh-huh. What is fat lighter?
It's the fat heart of a pine tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But, years ago, I used to get all that which you wanted, but you can't find a piece of fat lighter now.
Hmm.
You know.